You guys ready?
Podcast? Wait, what, do we have a song?
No. Do you have something on the top of your head?
We have a song.
All right, we're going with that one. No, we're going with that one. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 52. Today I have with me the lovely Sniper Goo once again.
Hey! Ooh.
Just gorgeous, gorgeous.
Holla!
That's Terry, my wingman. You guys know him. You should. And we have Alex. And Whitey.
He's around.
Wow, you guys are right on cue.
He's around.
Whitey was, but... Yep. I think Alex,
hey, Alex
is taking
another
dump.
Ooh, maybe he fell in.
Public dump.
He fell in? He was maybe, but he was just here. I don't think he fell into the toilet while he was just here.
No. Hey, you'd be surprised. Those toilets got deadly grass on the butt cheeks.
It's like, suck him into the other room.
Somehow he got a hold of an airplane toilet and it just...
Don't play. It's nothing to joke about.
I could have died.
What are you saying?
Are you saying that we should be worried every time you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, you never know.
Wish me luck.
Well then.
You're useless. That's all you're telling me right now, is that you're absolutely useless.
Letting that toilet control your butt like that.
Yeah, dude, if you let it call the shots, you're never going to be living.
I live on the edge.
Yeah, on the edge of a toilet.
Edge of the toilet seat.
Good one, Terry. We got him.
Double teaming him right there.
Yeah, he stuck it up his butt.
How'd that feel, Alex?
Like it went up his butt, I'm sure.
Not good, Dwight.
The toilet took it out.
Gotta be honest, not good.
So how have all you guys been the last week?
What are you talking to? We've all seen each other throughout the week, so I really don't
appreciate you.
Question, Dwight.
It's a consensus. I'm just gathering reactions is all. I have to fill out this report.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, dumbass.
Idiot, it's Friday.
Strike that.
Well, I know.
I have to fill out this report every goddamn week, and it says, how is everyone? Ask everyone how they are, and then it's blank.
I'm unemployed.
Okay.
Me too.
That's times two.
Until probably Friday, which then I'll have another job, so that's cool.
Unemployed. Okay, wrote it down.
Got it.
We nailed it. I'm going to put a check next to that. And, all right, that's good. Okay,
Up. See you guys next week.
All right, well, I'm out. Good night, guys.
Good night, all right. Everybody.
See you in the morning.
Good
this is Big Podcast.
Yep.
Mongoose Podcast. All right,
Doodles
so.
The emergency channel.
All of my stations went to the emergency channel yesterday. I was so upset, so I plugged in my phone.
Why?
I was so upset for like 2 minutes, and then I turned on my phone.
No, because like it wasn't in order. Like I was like listening to a station, and it went to the thing. So I went to my next station on my presets, and I was like, all right. And then like halfway through the song that I was enjoying, it went to the stupid thing. And I went back to the other one. It was still doing it. So I went to my next station, and about halfway through a song, it fucking went to
it. Got lots of stations there.
And then they all went to it. I have 6 stations that I enjoy.
Huh. I got amazing. 2.
I have none.
I don't listen to radio.
I have 6.
Radio. No.
It's a beautiful classical station.
I want to clear something up real quick. If any of you guys hear a weird buzzing sound, that's Terry drawing right now.
Oh, is that coming up? Okay.
A little bit, yeah. But I'm just saying, it's not super loud. It's just like, if you guys hear it, just think, Puddles is creating gorgeous women right now. Big-ass boobs, you know? Do you guys want to see that, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all saying yes right now.
Oh!
So. Just shut up and deal with it.
Do you hear that large squeaking? We don't care.
Yep. There we go.
Yep.
So, Ryan, do you have any Halo news for us this week?
Apparently they're changing the entire leveling system. They haven't announced how, but like Franco Connors and they're talking about how much he hates boosters.
Oh, thank God.
And how his new goal is going to, he's like, what are you trying to accomplish by buying a rank? I don't understand. When some level 20 can come in and kick your ass, dance
That's
on
true.
Your grave. Like, yeah. So they're finding a way to, like, fix the system where you can't boost. So that should be cool.
Team Mongoose boosting lobby.
Yeah, right. Over my dead body. I'll kill you all.
Oh.
It would be nice to see them actually do something, because if you really think about it, Halo's done a pretty good job at inventing new things that everybody like wants. After a few years they're like, oh, we should
have done that a while ago.
Yeah, like the theater mode thing, like how is that still not in every fucking
every
game
single
ever?
First person shooter ever.
Yeah.
And then they announced a new gun. It's like a rail gun. It's a human gun, I think. So that's pretty cool.
It shoots humans, huh?
Human gun?
Yeah. Shoots right. humans at people.
That's amazing.
No, I think it's like, I'm pretty sure it's like a marine gun.
That shoots humans.
It's marine.
Man cannon.
It's a man cannon, yes. You guys are all a bunch of assholes.
These Spartan 4s are getting out of hand.
That's something that I think we should do before Halo 4 comes out. This is where my brain went when we were talking there. I know it's
launch
not gonna
somebody happen. Out of a man cannon.
No, we yes, yes, not it.
I vote Alex.
Are you? Adam. Yeah, I'd love to do it.
I'm all to you. No, I think we should create a forge map. Like, how have any of you ever created a serious forge map?
Yes.
Ryan has.
Aside from Ryan?
Tyler and I made a perfect replica of a Halo 2 and 3 map, Lockout. You remember Lockout?
I loved Lockout. I played on it. It was great.
Yeah,
you did a great job.
Yeah, I know. It was perfect.
Yeah, I know. It was perfect.
Know.
If anybody wants it, let me...
Yeah. Yeah, no, we should hop on Reach and make a crazy... just go to that... You can go anywhere on that Forge map, right? The big one?
Well, pretty much, but yeah.
What do you mean, pretty much?
Well, I mean, there's obviously places you can't go.
Well, right, I know, but I'm saying, like, we could use, like, the hangar and then that island and then the big island, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we should make just one giant-ass map.
But we have money. Remember, you can only spend so much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should still do it.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm in.
And then we'll make it an official Team Mongoose map. I don't know if... We'll discuss the details.
We could film us doing it.
Yeah. Do, like, a... I don't know what I'd make it like. I keep thinking it's like, okay, race map. No.
No, we could do another like build with us, but it would be like a map, like a let's build.
Let's build
an LB.
Let's build shit.
Team LB.
There you go. I'm gonna write that down. Team LB.
You're gonna look at it and be like, "What the fuck was that?"
Okay. It's called the railgun.
Okay, we got that much. It's from
the
Quake.
ARC-920 railgun is a compact channel linear accelerator that fires a highly explosive round at incredible speeds, delivering both kinetic and explosive force to both hard and soft targets alike.
Sounds like an enemy for penises.
It sounds like it's just going to go...
And you're gonna be like, oh, fuck!
Is it shooting energy or is it shooting metal?
I think it's shooting a metal slug. I think it's like a mini Mac cannon.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, it sounds like a... It even kind of looks like it. I mean, I know the people can't see it, but you can put the
Yeah, I'll put a link in the link bucket.
Here's one. I don't know if it's a... Yeah, I mean, it's Game Informer.
Yeah.
That's Game Informer.
That's a zoomed in picture of the trigger. Okay, there it is. Nope, those are all the other guns. Railgun.
It's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I do like
asymmetric recoiless carbine 920.
Yeah, you know I can't read those words.
I hardly can read those.
Guns with rails. Interesting.
It's a pretty cool looking gun. It looks big, like probably gonna fire like a Spartan cannon, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be a two-handed weapon. Like he's gonna be like the sniper. I'm sure it's about the same size as the sniper. Looks like they're redoing a few. Like, you know, the DMR looks pretty cool.
Oh, this is an MA5D assault rifle here.
Yeah, they're going. They're changing them a little. They're already. They've already, the battle rifle's a different number too. So.
Did the sniper rifle always shoot anti-material?
Yeah. That's why you can kill a tank with it.
The barrel looks smaller.
That's probably true.
It does look smaller. But it could be the picture.
Metrical.
I just like the description of that fucking shit. And the ability to simultaneously breach both energy shielding and high density armor.
Yeah, that shit's amazing, dude. I love that thing. Why do you think I'm sniper goo?
Yes, yes, yes. We know. Beautiful.
I thought you just took a random name generator and went with it.
Yeah, right.
I like that. Assault rifle, battle rifle, and DMR all at once.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty cool. I'm excited. I'm actually pretty excited. I think it's kind of stupid of them not to make the battle rifle and the DMR, like, you know, you can press up and down on the D-pad, kind of like Battlefield.
To change the fire rate.
Yeah, I think that saved them another weapon, but I guess that's cool. Because then I guess you could turn it off. You could turn off, you know, having the DMR. So, I'm excited. It's coming, dude. It's my wedding's a hop, skipping away, and the next.
I was gonna say that your wedding. That means your wedding's coming too.
Wedding's in like, I won't give the exact days, but 90 some days. It's less than 100.
All right.
Buy your plane tickets.
Oh.
You don't. You're gonna drive, right? Why would you buy plane tickets?
Why the fuck would I drive
to Tahoe?
Oh, Tahoe, right. I don't know why I was still thinking Albuquerque. Yeah, no, I'll drive. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, why the hell would he think that I would drive two states over? That doesn't make any sense.
It's like 16 to 18 hours, dude. It's miserable. I'll never do it again if I can't avoid it.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again.
Where are you flying into?
We're flying into Reno. Because it's really close. It's only like, what, an hour? 45 minutes?
I think so.
We have to get in a shuttle, though, because we thought her parents were going to fly into Reno and they were going to rent a car, but they're flying into Sacramento and we already bought our tickets, so we can't change. And I'm not old enough to rent a car, technically.
Yeah, isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not cool enough.
I don't know about Nevada, though. I think Nevada, I think it's 21, but I'm going to look into it. Hmm. Because I know some places are 21. Like, I rented a car in Chicago.
Did you?
I did. Hmm. It was from a dealer when our car was broke, so I don't know if that's different, but...
Oh. What'd you rent?
It was like a little Mazda. They gave it to us. Like, we were getting our Mazda fixed. Yeah. They gave us a better Mazda, but it was still just a little Mazda.
Hey, can I keep this? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Trade him for some credits? And
credits?
Some coins? Bling, bling.
Bling. Where are we going with this? Is going to cascade into some conversation that no one's going to understand.
Credits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everyone plays Star Wars or arcades.
Credits.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay then.
I was good. Oh, wow. Yeah. That killed the conversation, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about Ryan's wedding still, and I was like, wait, no one's talking. I should probably say something.
So, yeah. That's Halo for you. Good night, guys. I'm out.
And I'm done.
That's the Halo.
I'm so excited, guys. Like, I haven't been this... I honestly, like, I love Reach. Big disappointment.
Yeah?
Like, I loved it. I thought it was great. It's one of my... It's a great Halo game, but in comparison to the others, not a great Halo game. Does that make sense?
It's a great game.
It looks pretty.
It's great for what it is.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like Bungie kind of phoned it in my opinion.
I don't know. I saw a clip of the Halo 4 multiplayer, like they're running up ramps and shit. It just looks pretty.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's going to be like when Halo 3 came out, and I almost like crap my pants when waiting in line to get my freaking Legendary Edition with the helmet in it. you know,
did
I
you
could,
pick that up at My Game Crazy?
No, I picked it up in Modesto at the mall. I went with Bryce. I was like, who could I go with to a midnight release that I'd feel perfectly safe with?
Bryce.
I'll go with Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce.
I mean, really, who could I walk into anywhere with and feel perfectly safe?
Bryce.
I'll go with Bryce. His arms are the size of my entire body.
Freak of nature.
He was a Spartan. Christ. Yeah. Fucking guy.
Get that guy some armor.
Right? He probably weighed a ton.
I don't
know.
He's
married. In other news.
Bryce is getting married?
Yeah, he got engaged. I saw it on the book face.
Oh, what?
Yeah, crazy. Anyway, no one really cares. But,
anyway.
We care. the fans don't care. Why are the fans going to care about
No one cares about the happiest day in his life.
Well, listen, I care.
I care. I think it's awesome.
I don't know Bryce.
Care that you care.
You never met Bryce Terry?
No.
I'm sure you met Bryce. He's huge.
I'm sure you've seen him.
I'm sure you've seen him.
Surely you've seen him.
He's hard to miss.
He had a block of cheese in front of me.
More often than not. The kid always had a block of cheese.
Yeah, always walking around with a block of cheese.
No, dude, every time I had a party, we'd all be like, oh, what are you guys craving? Oh, I don't know. Let's go to the store. And he would buy a block of cheese.
He would just eat.
I could really go for some cheese right now.
Yeah, cheese is looking really good.
Exactly. And he would just buy a block of cheese. And, he'd eat, half of it and then put it in my fridge. And the next party would be like, oh, my cheese. Oh, it's gone.
Oh, sweet, my cheese.
Wonder what I do with this.
You'd think we're kidding.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm for dead serious.
You guys seen my cheese?
Where's my cheese?
Ryan, did I leave my cheese here?
I got it right here, bro.
Oh, I ate that shit long ago. We my cheese!
Thought we were friends.
Goddamn, Ryan! Guess I'll buy another one. That's Bryce!
Just open your fridge. There's a block of cheese in there. It's Bryce's cheese. Don't touch.
It starts labeling it in your own fridge.
Yeah, I just come home from school, but it's just like there's a block of cheese. And I'm like, has Bryce been here?
Mom!
Mom, has Bryce been here?
Where's Bryce? He went out to buy more cheese. He's tired of the cheddar.
He's
gonna
always
try some Monterey Jack this time.
God damn it, him and his cheese. You.
Who are you talking to? Is it me?
Yeah.
Everyone. Oh man, I got an idea for our next Let's Play.
Do you?
Yeah, Risk Online.
Is there a Risk Online?
I don't know, but there's an ad for Risk, and now I want to find out if there's a Risk Online.
Google that.
I am. I'm currently engaged in the process of Googling.
I'm still waiting for a Freeze Tag Online.
Right. Yeah!
Monopoly Online, dude.
I'm telling you, there's probably a mod for Gary's Mod or something.
Where you can play tag.
I remember...
gotcha!
I remember way back in the way when I played Medal of Honor, they had a Freeze Tag Mod. It's pretty cool.
Guns?
With guns. Well, actually, no, it wasn't with guns. If you died, then you were frozen. And to unfreeze, you had to hold, a different key, and you, shot a beam out, and you had to hold it there, and then they were frozen.
Risk.
Pretty cool.
Act. I think it's supposed to be attack, but it's got A-C-C-A-C-K.
Risk attack, 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 attack.
Freeze Tag Online, what the hell?
It would
do everybody
well.
Tag you later!
They play Freeze Tag.
Don't you guys want to play a Monopoly online? If Xbox Live had a Monopoly, wouldn't that be awesome?
It has one, dude. I own it.
It does.
I already own it. It's called Monopoly Streets.
I don't like
you hit the streets?
Yeah, it's called Monopoly
Streets.
Looks
like there is. It looks like there's a fucking, Risk Online. I don't know how it works.
You risk it all.
Oh, no. There is a risk. It's on Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, yeah. That was... Right? It's just what the fuck? There is a Monopoly and a risk.
There's board games online now?
need a CC of risk.
Only problem is that Monopoly costs like $30.
Yeah, that is a problem. That is a problem.
The only problem is it's Monopoly.
It's the game.
Monopoly's fucking boring and it never ends.
You never end.
You need to own
always
it.
Talk.
I
always talk.
I live for all time. I'm immortal. What?
God, Terry, I'm immortal too, so we're going to have to hang out all the time.
No, we don't actually have to do that.
Wait, who are we going to know? Like, really? I mean, come on. In 50 years, 70 years, who are we going to know?
Not me. I'm going to be dead.
Yeah, <please. laughs> I mean,
I know that's going to happen.
Like, not me.
I already know my fate.
No way, bro. 70 years, I'm done.
No way, not going down that road.
Done.
Deep.
He's just going to wake up one day, look out the window, be like, I'm done.
I'm bored.
I'm done with life.
So there's
he's got a little suicidal, guys. I don't know if that's really the best.
I know. I don't
just got dark.
Don't die.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, do whatever you want, Dwight. Don't let me tell you what to do.
Your own man.
Fuck you.
You just do whatever makes you happy.
So there's this game on Xbox Live Arcade called Picture-ka. That's on that family game night thing I sent you guys.
Picture-ka.
We should check it out.
Like, are you for serious? We should check it out?
Yeah. Like, for a Team LP, you know.
So you pick a card and it tells you what to find in a big old pile of shit, and whoever finds it first wins.
Is that what it is? I keep clicking the thing and it won't load. I thought it was like Pictionary.
You want to look at it?
Guys, ass, bro.
Yeah, like what the
you fuck? Act like this is new. I do this all the fucking time.
God, you know what?
You know
we
what?
Should play? We
should
all
just play fucking Mario Party. What the hell?
No. We should have a convention. We should all get together. We'll invite everyone. And we'll play fucking... I lost my train of thought because Alex cut me off.
And then we will
play something.
Oh, I remember. We'll play Legends of the Hidden Temple.
What? Are we going to build the set?
Yep, we're going to build the set at our convention, and we're going to play Legends of the Hidden
Temple. Oh my god.
That would be so awesome. I'm going to try
Jose
to find the theme.
The temple people that pop out and like grab you.
We'll have people be those people. We'll hire people to do that. We'll just separate
one
the teams.
One of them's got to be Jose because
there's 16
fits.
Of us. We can split into four teams.
I call the Silver Monkeys.
No,
damn it!
Barracudas.
Wait, I'm gonna be his partner then because there's two per team. I call it Silver team. Monkeys, Terry. Woo!
I want to be the bear.
Yeah.
Fuck the Barracudas.
I found the theme song. Oh, this is a remix. I didn't find the theme song.
All about them blue Barracudas.
Alright, me and Alex are.
That's all I remember is Silver Monkeys and Blue Barracudas. I think
we got bad news for you, gang. It's Tyler and I gonna join up.
There's purple parrots.
There's the purple parrots. Then there's the red something.
Yeah,
I want that one.
This is a red something.
I'm gonna look it up. Dumb dibs. Me and Alex.
Theme song.
Burberry Cougars.
There used to be a channel when I was in college that only played like classic Nickelodeon games like that.
There's.
Oh, we need to do guts.
It's the Super Snakes, Green Monkeys, Purple Parrots, Blue Barracudas.
It's not the wrong. Oh,
I don't give
red jaguars. Yes.
Yeah, the red jaguars and the orange lizards, orange iguanas.
I like Terry's name better.
Look at that to the obscure.
We're gonna be the brass monkeys.
Round one, the boat. In the first round of the show, the six teams must cross a narrow swimming pool known as the moat.
That fucking moat, man. Just watching this poor child.
For example, the teams must swing out onto a rope net in the middle of the moat, climb it, and then swim to the other side. All six.
I only one that thought the people on those shows were like really bad at the games.
They were awful. They were awful at the games.
Sitting there yelling at your screen, like, "What the fuck are you doing?
That's wrong.
I can do that. I
can't do it that way."
They were just kids.
Lincoln so- was not our first president.
In the first round, the winning team, or in the final round, the winning team takes the pendants of life the players have earned into the temple. One, one and a half, or two.
It was the orange iguanas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said lizards.
No,
yeah, that I said,
I wasn't paying attention after that. You lost me after you got it wrong.
He was so angry you were wrong that he had to go away. Instead,
Google.
Yeah, so write that one down as an idea too, Dwight.
We're gonna take one. Recreate legends.
This is fucking nuts. This is why we're gonna have to raise the cost of the entrance fees because we gotta pay for this goddamn set.
This might not be our first one. We could do this in like a later one. We want to be the
So in the future, if MongooseCon ever happens,
MongooseCon happens, or we go to another con of some kind,
we'll just take over someone else's.
Well, let's just take over MineCon.
Who was left for the last step all?
Yeah, he was looking for more. What do you call it? The people that take out booze and stuff. Booze.
Bouncers.
No.
He's looking for more bouncers.
Now he's looking for people to take up more of the booths, like at the actual con. Like MineCon was actually relatively empty. he was looking for more people to go there and do it. But since it's the first con, everybody's just like, yeah, I don't know how good it's gonna be.
Meh.
Awesome! I'm so excited.
Not gonna happen soon.
Yep.
What do you know?
Game show pissed me
2014.
Off.
2014, MongooseCon.
What yeah. game what? Pissed you off, Terry?
The fucking Nickelodeon arcade that they used to do. You remember that one?
I do, but I rarely got to see it.
It was like a game show where they would do little trivia stuff, and then they would have to play like an arcade game.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Like, if you got to the end, you go into the arcade game, quote unquote.
There you go. I loved that shit. Yep.
That show pissed me off. Everyone was horrible at the games.
It lasted 1 year.
That's not how you do it.
I've never seen this show.
I've seen it. It was
awesome. Or I did and I forgot.
It was cool, but like, it's so bad at the games. The
concept, just everybody sucked.
Yeah, that used to be the fucking shit, man.
Oh my god, I remember this show.
Back then, people were like, what's asteroids?
Behind this door is the they would play like Genesis Super Nintendo games, but they would be like on arcades.
Only in the 90s would there be a guy named Tyrone on a game show. And Ricardo.
And he's wearing a loose shirt like that. With a smile like that.
He's like, yeah.
Are there girls on this show?
Oh, the crowd is just full of little babies. That's the crowd is full of babies.
It's okay.
Who is this aimed for?
Babies.
Babies.
Everyone. Oh shit!
Everyone under 8.
That looked like Spencer as a kid. Hold on, wait.
Oh look, this.
Okay, 40 seconds in, Terry. 40 yeah. seconds in, pause it, and then that kid on the left in the middle.
30 seconds.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was Spence.
Oh my god, these guys suck at video games.
Come on, do the ball. Really?
Yeah, they're bad, I'm telling you.
Look, at like 5 minutes and 30 seconds, he's playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and he is just failing.
I'll tell you what.
Because like girls play.
25 frames.
5 minutes and what?
5 minutes, like 40 seconds.
Oh shit! I remember
that.
Oh my
god, this kid's awful at Sonic.
He's like, get up
that hill, boy.
I can get up. Wait, no.
Oh my god, why is this happening?
I remember this now.
You only have to get 25 frames. Right. What is wrong with you?
Holy shit, I can't. This is bringing back a ton of memory.
Oh, Ricardo. Oh.
Oh, Ricardo, no. So look at that.
5 points on the fucking, like, the magnetic board thing. Like, what, budget cuts? What?
He's it's funny. He just starts going forward and he immediately runs into that ice cube. He's like, what? Damn it, my video's not really loading. I think it's because I'm hosting the call.
It's like your thing was like,
oh man, I can't move this ice.
5 points. Badly thrown.
You're putting this link in here so everyone can enjoy what we're enjoying.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely link it. That way people can actually check it out.
You had to get 25 rings on Sonic 1 on the first level.
I know.
You can do that in like 20 seconds. Ready?
Yeah, you could do that real quick.
Yeah.
I've only seen them play one video game so far. Like, I'm really distraught.
They're not very good at this game.
They must have cut their budget. Like, they must have destroyed their budget by playing Sonic.
It's like they had 30 seconds to get 25 rings. Could have done
that.
Like,
that comment
five.
Was from 2 weeks ago. 25 rings? Dude, I could get that in my sleep. What was he thinking?
This is one of those games where you can, like, close your eyes and just hold forward and
can't
jumping
even get
in
up the hill.
He's like,
he's tried like 5 times.
He ran by all.
He even went back and then tried to catch speed. He still stopped.
Alright, guys, hold on.
Alright, watch this. Now I'll pull out my super move.
Not many... this guy on the guitar? How come I never see him play? Oh, there
he's
he is.
He's just there hanging out.
He's there for show.
Oh, man. I like that they get to go in the video game.
Yeah, and they were bad at that, too.
Yeah, they were. I
don't know how that worked, though.
Yeah.
It's probably just a giant green screen.
Yeah, you get a green screen, and do you have to, like, look at a monitor in front of you, or what?
I guess
probably.
So.
Now we'll never know.
Oh, my God. This game of Pong they're playing, he's just awful. Like, I've never seen someone so bad. Like, why would you be moving your thing before, like, it even leaves the other guy's side? Like, you can't guess.
He could try.
Like, why would these kids go on this show if they couldn't play games for shit?
Do you know what a video game is? No? Okay, you're on the show.
Okay, you're on.
I want someone to explain to me why there's women on this show.
They're girls.
Girls, excuse me. I mean, I know we're in a more progressive time now where girls play video games.
Now.
Whatever. We have to deal with it. This is the 90s. Women weren't allowed to play video games. Come on.
Yeah, but in the 90s were all about diversity.
Yeah, with
all
color.
About diversity. Everything, dude.
No, we're talking about women.
Diverse.
It's so diverse. How come the two teams are two Mexican kids versus two black kids?
Because they're trying to be diverse from all the other shows where it's a bunch of white kids.
They had to really like
or they want them to suck at video games. They're like, oh, these kids are probably poor.
Oh, God, Ryan.
These kids are like two generations of consoles behind. Oh, Sega Genesis is out. I bet you just got an Atari like, for your birthday.
What do you mean you went to the Goodwill and got a what?
This is a terrible conversation.
This is the best conversation we've ever had.
Right.
I blame Terry.
You know what other show was Ben. Awesome? Was fucking Guts.
Guts was yeah. Sick.
Guts was awesome. Intense, dude.
But it's another Guts one of those shows where you're just looking at them like, come on.
What are you
doing?
Put me
in the game. I'll fucking go to the top.
Rip. I will win this shit so quick.
Wasn't it the Cleveland show that just did a spoof on that?
How would I know? Who watches the Cleveland show?
Not me.
I do, because it's you're filler seven. For me. Yeah, like his the reason that his dad or his step no his dad I don't know his dad quote unquote hates him so much is because they were on Guts and he couldn't find the orange flag that was in like under the butter.
Oh yeah,
and then like the even the announcer was like, "It's right there. It's right below the butt. It's you can see it." And even like his dad and his mom are like, "It's under the butter. It's right there." They just can't fucking find it. And like the guy's like, "I can't even. I don't even know why this is happening. How are you not seeing that? It's right there. Everybody's telling you 3 seconds."
Oh man,
pretty funny.
Childhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kids suck, today. By the way.
Nowadays. Kids today.
But no, I always just wanted to be on that show and just be like, can I please just win any of this shit? Like, and I always hated the one thing that always sucked about Knights or Legends of the Hidden Temple is like the prizes were absolute shit. Like, you're gonna win a brand new bike, and it's like now the kind of shit they sell at Walmart.
What?
Probably was in the budget.
Or like the coolest thing would be like, you're gonna win this brand new cassette player. What? A cassette player?
The cassette players were awesome, man.
They were expensive.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're like, oh my god, but it's like a shitty one. Like,
it's a Casio. Like, no, what is that? Coney, I think, was one, right? Kobe, yeah.
Kobe. Or the, what's the other one? The it starts with an R. They make really cheap headphones still.
Roxio?
Rossi or something like that, yeah.
Beats me.
I don't know. I wouldn't use that shit, so how would I know? I spend good money on my headphones because I use them every day.
So that sounds great. John,
the Legends of the Hidden Temple theme was awesome.
Yep. Have 3 minutes,
so let's set
worst temple run ever. This is going to be great.
Oh my god. Why? Get set.
Go. He's going to like trip and fall and die.
He just went straight into the guy.
Look at that guy's shorts.
Worst temple run ever.
Look, they even got mouth guards.
Oh, that's the channel. Nick Ass. I wonder if it still exists.
Nick Ass?
Nick's ass.
That ass.
Oh my god, what is he
How
doing?
Are we gonna make this playground thing for adults?
Paper J.
We just make it big?
You're not supposed to climb on
it. A little bit bigger. For
Don't touch it at all. It will shatter.
They can't climb. You can't roughhouse in it.
We're gonna build it out of concrete.
Cool, come on. Could you imagine?
I like how the temple guard just kind of doesn't... like, hey, give me that. Alright, bye!
Kid runs up to him, he's like, hey! Can you help me out of here?
Why did he sit down in that chair? There's a ladder.
It activates something. It activates that door. I feel like we've been on 2 minutes for a really long time. Like, they reset it at some point.
They reset for him because it's too great.
Ah, you got captured.
Why is he just going back?
That kid's going to get raped. Save him, quick!
Oh, God. I like how it's just like they have these...
You can hear the announcer kind of laughing when he
just handled these kids.
Why are you going the same way? You know it's wrong.
He just picks up... He picks up the kid and just
takes him. Yeah, we're never heard from again, by the way.
How did she forget? Like, how did she forget?
The kid's been molested.
Oh my god. What? They're stuck in that one spot of the temple.
I like how he keeps saying, there's a button on the side of the door. She has to. There's a button on the side of the door.
That's gonna take you back into the pit of
despair. That's gonna take you back.
There's a button on the side of the door. There's a button. Nope. Try again.
The button. The button. She's like knocking on nothing. Is it the button? Hey.
This is a terrible run. This is so bad.
Well, I want to tear up that place.
Where is she going? Oh my god.
Going back down.
No, she gotta go the other way.
You know, I would have just like walked off and like I'm done. Man. Done.
He's telling you what to do.
Telling you where to go.
What do you do?
I feel so bad.
I'm pretty sure he's like chewing off one of those temple guards. Like, yo.
Now she's stuck on the rope. She's stuck on the rope.
Come on over. Oh my god.
She's showing her muscles.
Oh, this kid. Oh, I didn't even notice that this kid tucked his shirt into his pants. And his pants are super high.
That was the style.
No, the kid. The dude way more than the girl. Way more.
Not moving at all.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
greatest. The remote-controlled car.
Now to see the greatest run.
It's all laggy and choppy.
Oh.
Wow, okay. That was awesome.
That was
that 2,000 kids don't know what they're missing.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's stupid, too, because you could have kept this show and just kept it exactly the same, because when you're a kid, you're stupid as shit. You don't know any better, so it's an awesome show.
Okay, this one's called The Greatest Run. I want to see that. Oh, it's all laggy.
Yeah, he just said that.
Oh, well, shut the fuck up. I wasn't watching the show.
Fuck the shut up.
What? You guys got to check this out.
Bandana. Are we doing more videos? Because I feel like we're getting way off.
Okay, no, just watch mine and we'll stop. Because this is funny as shit. He was drowning.
Got his goggles on. He's ready to go. What are you doing?
He's like, oh my god.
He's trying to fight the water. It's like, how do I use this paddle?
I'm drowning.
Like, they could have kept this show, too. Like,
he made it so wavy.
What's happening?
It's like, do I stay at this pole? What's going on?
Why does he keep, like, falling face first in the water?
Everybody who's listening to the podcast right now, you guys, you have to watch this.
Now he's going back.
We're running in, like, in a raft.
They just is like, alright, we'll give him a DNF and take him out of the water. Oh, I could watch these forever. I gotta stop.
3 foot waves.
Help me, I'm drowning.
Oh, Jesus, there's a tsunami coming in. Someone save me.
Hurricane Katrina. Oh, God.
The sad part is, apparently the other contestant got 60 seconds, too.
Let's see, someone got 25.
Yeah,
right.
Look at that top comment.
Yeah. We'll let the people who are listening to the podcast go there and check out the comment on their own.
JR's going again.
That is so true.
He's drowning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have to watch part two. I don't care.
God.
Oh, my God.
Worst guest contestant part two. Oh, it's him again. Oh, it's literally he's the worst contestant ever. I get it. Dude, this was such a cool event that they did.
Yeah.
This is amazing right here. He's having some trouble getting back. I like how the top comment on this one.
That's what I wanted.
This would be so much fun, though.
He's just jumping and spinning now.
Baby D has no business being here, folks. Bam.
He hit
every single one.
All of them. That was the best shit ever.
It's not heavy enough.
I was going to say, I can't really blame him on this, because that bungee cord really looks like it's fucking him up.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Dude's all like, yeah, good hustle, let's go.
Yeah, no, I'll give him that. Good job on the second one. The first one, you just freaked out.
You cleared the first one, that's all that matters.
That was too perfect. Oh, man.
I bet that kid grew up to be
so fast.
Like, shoot himself or something.
He was just still scared from the water.
He was a professional bungee jumper.
Ryan, I found the Risk game on Xbox Live. It's called Risk Factions, and it is 800 points.
Oh. I'm going to say $800.
I don't buy it.
Rich for my blood.
It's $10.
We might buy that.
I shall not.
It looks interesting.
I mean, like, me, Dwight, we could do a let's play of it.
Yeah.
That's 2 to 5. Shit, hell yeah.
Yeah, we could find other Risk lovers. I don't really love Risk, but I have fun with it.
Trial game is free.
I've never played Risk
either. Don't care. Bored. Next topic.
Try it out first, Dwight, and then
we'll try it. I'm down.
Screw these guys.
So what's up with that Mario Party?
Yeah.
Should we actually do Mario Party?
I have nothing
to do. Mario Party in honor of the thing I'm doing.
All right.
Are we gonna get on the computer then?
Well, it'd have to be.
Okay. All right. I'm hella in. Mario Party. I call Wario.
I call Wario.
Dibs on Blue.
I want Blue. Are you kidding me?
Out of his way.
Are you fucking serious, Dwight? You asshole.
This is bullshit, Dwight. What the
fuck? I gotta be serious with you. I was just waiting for you to say something so I could just say it.
I know. It's still looking...
But no, for reals, Wario's mine.
But you still get such time on my hands. I think I'm losing my mind.
Well, that was fantastic. Yeah, no, Mario Party. Fuck yeah, dude. Let's do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. We just got to decide on which one, but that'll come later.
How many people can we get? 8?
Well, I don't know. I've only played Mario Party like a handful of times in my life.
It's only 4-player.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I'm in.
I feel like the newest one would be the better one.
Yeah, but there's like 9, and the newer ones are on GameCube.
Yeah.
Point?
Yeah.
We can't play GameCube.
Point?
Well, if you want to play by yourself...
Wait. You can't play GameCube, or do you mean we can't play Wii?
GameCube.
Is there one on Wii?
Yeah, there's one on Wii.
8 and 9 are on Wii.
Yeah, well, so we'd have to do 7, right?
Well, 7's on GameCube.
Yeah. So we can do game.
No.
No. I guess what the first 3 are on...
Whatever the newest one on 64.
I guess that's the third one.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Or we could do the second one where they dress up like spacemen's and cowboys.
It's the same concept. The game's just changed a little.
Well, I don't know where I was going with it.
Okay.
Let's wait.
That didn't quite work, what you were trying to do there, Dwight.
I know. Mm. Sometimes my brain just stops, and I'm just like, oh, you're not going to continue? My brain, no. No, I'm not.
Yep, that must have been it.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
So, all right, we got to get down on that Mario Party. I mean, if we're obviously, if it's no surprise to people out there, we're after going to get a fucking emulator for it.
Yeah. Just some Mario.
I would never. How dare you?
How dare you?
Sir.
How dare?
It's okay, Terry. I'll do it for you.
Okay. Just load off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Okay, well,
you don't want to cross Ryan.
Mario Party 1, what did that look like?
It was alright.
Me and Ryan, we got this.
Like a game on N64.
Came out in 98.
Good times, 98.
Yeah, the first one was like...
Man. It was 10 years old.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I already knew everything. Fuck you.
10 years old and I already knew everything that needed to know.
So we gotta play Mario Party 2. Because they got a cowboy hat.
Yeah, dude. The Sega will let you dress up depending on the map.
You have to choose?
No, on the map. Oh. Like, say it's a space map. You're like an astronaut. Or it's like the pirate map. You're a pirate.
Oh, shit. I want. Also, well, it's the one that gives us a bow in our hair.
What?
What's that one?
Okay.
No, it's all about this one, guys. It's all about this one.
Long Link.
What? I know, right?
What is going on here?
What is that?
Ryan. Trolling us on the podcast. hey, guys, check this out. Could you imagine?
You looks like Peach put on some weight.
What do you expect from eating all that cock, having cake?
Simple misconception. It's just one letter, right? Yeah. Sort of two letters, but yeah, you change one letter. It is
dude. Is that a dude Daisy?
That is a dude Daisy.
As
Dukes. That's a dude.
Yeah, that's a dude Daisy.
That's a dude Daisy.
All right, I wasn't gonna link this picture, but now I am.
picture podcast right now.
Yeah, this has been a very
We gotta stop doing that. Or we just need to start live streaming this. That way, people who are watching it while it's live stream can see all the shit.
I agree.
You know,
we get webcams.
Let's don't.
No, we don't. We don't. No.
Just to select the screen.
No.
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 Wow, that was awesome. Well, we got some good ideas this night. Definitely some good ideas.
Yeah.
This is that Peach.
She's a peach.
Oh, yeah. The oversized one.
That's a juicy peach.
Yummy.
Take a bite out of that.
Just a little chuckle right before.
God damn it.
You guys are terrible.
You're terrible.
You're not terrible enough.
Touché.
I'm talking to you.
He was talking to me.
Oh, well, that's fine. I wasn't talking to you either.
No.
I wasn't talking at all.
I was talking to you. I hate all you guys. I'm out of here.
I'm out of
here. Drops his mic. You hear him walking away.
I'm out.
Let's hear him in the background. This is bullshit.
I wasn't even talking to him. No, you shut up, Sarah. I wasn't talking to you either.
Max, don't look at me like that.
Just walks away. Fuck everybody in this bitch. I don't give a shit.
Motherfucker. Just hear things slamming. God damn it.
Hear Sarah in the background.
Ryan!
What?
So, there's this Avatar game called, like, I think Pro Paintball or something, and it's like 80 Microsoft points. We should try it out.
Points? Why not?
It's 80 points. I was gonna say you probably already have it.
No, not the game. I mean the points.
That's what I meant. You already have 80 points.
Well, I've been looking to see what I could do with them. So.
Yeah, I was looking at Avatar games because I think it'd be fun to actually run around in our own avatars.
Like Doritos.
Yeah, but that one's kind of on rails, you know.
Hmm.
Here we go.
Unless you suck
at it. Does
it
connect?
There you guys go. No, don't connect? Think so.
That'd be sick.
Hey, Avatar Paintball.
I mean, it looks crap. You know, it's
Alex,
crap.
We still need to try that one fucking jet game out.
What's what one? Oh, that tense ass one?
Fucking, yeah, like an extreme one.
That's one player.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, still though. I forgot what it was called, but it was amazing.
Shit, it was intense, dude. It was like, I want to say Afterburner or something like that.
Afterburner. Yes, Afterburner Climax.
Shit, I want to get on the Xbox and do the trial right now.
Fuck.
Wow.
It's looking extreme.
That looks pretty cool.
God damn.
It's really arcadey and fast as shit.
It's only 800 points.
Yeah.
So when he says it's fast, like, it is fast.
Yeah? Oh, there's 19 images here. I'm gonna go through this.
Done after two.
Whoa. Mr. Uppity.
Yep.
What is, where is there any, like, how many players is it?
It's one player.
It's only single player.
Oh. Not as interested in it anymore.
Yeah, right?
I know, I was kind of hoping it'd be co-op.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
It would have been sick co-op.
Fucking extreme.
Awesome.
Super Tomcat.
Jesus Christ!
Six Strike Eagle!
I have never seen a jet move like that before in my life. He just does a random barrel roll.
Woo! Throw that one out there.
It definitely looks like an arcade game. Like, yeah, you'd go to the arcade to play this game.
Yeah. Well, it's based off an old arcade game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's fast!
Holy shit! This is that jetpacking!
He's going like double top speed constantly.
Do you imagine that on co-op?
That would be amazing.
Can you imagine being in that jet?
I'd be shitting myself.
It's
just like
gotta take a whole shot of adrenaline in there.
And you got that like that you're going too fast look on your face, and your face is being squished back.
Man, his climax bar is maxed.
He's right, about we gotta to blow.
We gotta stop viewing videos.
Fucking B-52 just flies over him. What the hell?
So Afterburner on the Xbox Live Arcade, so you guys should check it out. If you like jets, you like arcade games,
especially fast,
and you have no friends.
If you like screaming at the top of your lungs.
Try that out.
Having no friends is key.
Yeah, that would really almost. that'll basically weigh your decision if you're gonna buy it or not. Because I'm not gonna buy it because I have friends.
Yeah, I got friends.
But you might.
But
I don't know.
Hey, buddy.
Wow, this paintball game does not look great.
You might like it.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry.
What?
Terry.
He said what?
He said what?
So you link it to all of us. Foot.
Oh. We're done watching videos.
I remember that. I remember that. He's showing the arcade version of it. The whole chair moves.
Remember it now. Oh my god.
I love that shit in the arcade.
Oh, it does go left and right.
Yeah,
oh my god.
That actually spun around.
I fucking remember this shit.
Did I
say a game where you sat on like a motorcycle like thing and you were like in this space, like this area, and you would go through these tunnels and collect shit and like boost? Oh, fuck.
That wasn't a very good description.
I know. It was like this red, like, it was like this red thing that you sat on. Oh, fuck. I don't remember. Forget it.
What was it, a dildo?
It was a dildo. Yeah, it was a fucking dildo.
And what are you talking about, holes? And then you go,
boom. Shut up!
Then you sit on something red, and then you go, boost!
Your dildo is red, or what?
I don't know. I said red.
I know, I said your dildo is red.
Oh, I thought you said my dildo's bread.
Bread.
I don't know who's making bread dildos.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What the fuck are you saying right now?
I'm not doing it. That's
it!
Oh, that's Sniper Goo. Somebody gotta do it.
He's gone.
Someone's gonna do it. That's just how Ryan goes and takes dumps.
Yeah, just like, argh!
I'll be right back!
God damn it again!
Fucking colon! Piece of shit!
Fucking colon!
Cursing it on his way to the bathroom.
Any moment now, you're just gonna hear a faint screams of grunt and grunting. Just like,
I do feel that the arcade may be a missed opportunity to actually play some more games, you know? Team LPs and crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's just the games are pretty expensive.
That is a problem, yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah, for really bad games.
4 packs.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's why I like Steam. I buy a fucking 4-pack, and then we're good to go.
Yeah. And then we play it for a day.
Steam has some shitty games too.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that breaks on Steam.
And then they tell you they're not going to patch till Monday. Fuck dinosaurs.
No.
No, Terry, I agree. You gotta play Terry. That's bullshit. Fucking T-Rex throwing rocks at you.
You're saying bullshit for a different reason. He's saying bullshit because he couldn't get it to work. That's two different. It's a bullshit game.
I heard about this. I want a piece of that.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it'll even work. I can't even guarantee that anymore.
No promises here. Yeah. We're not about promises.
But it might still be on sale. I'm not 100% sure on that either.
If it wasn't the daily deal, then it probably is.
I don't know. I don't think it was a daily deal.
Actually, I think I just saw it. I'm pretty sure it's still on sale.
Yeah?
Because
it was only like $2. I think. No, I'm thinking of...
No, you're thinking the other one.
Yeah, right.
It's still only $9.
It's not terrible. I think it'd be a fun game if we did get a full team of people that actually could, you know, hold their weight. Because doing it alone, or even with Alex, who dies after the first fucking dinosaur, it's tough.
Until you get that bike.
Yeah, we found out how to spawn bikes, and I found this, like, jet bike, and I was just, like, driving through all the velociraptors.
Fuck you!
And, you can't run over a T-Rex with it. Can't do that.
Sorry.
But
I wish you could.
Yeah, you could take out the little guys, though.
It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Borderlands is on sale right now for on the Xbox for $10.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Just letting people out there know. That's all I'm doing.
$10?
If you haven't played it, then what the fuck are you waiting for?
Yeah, seriously. Play that before Borderlands 2 comes out. Which is gonna
only
be
played
awesome.
At your house, Dwight.
Yeah. It's a good game, though.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
They added a bunch of Sega classics onto Steam.
Mm-hmm. A bunch. None that I really care to play.
Yeah, I don't really like the ones they've added.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they got Streets of Rage 3, which was probably the only good one there.
Yeah.
Phantasy Star 2.
You know what? I've never been a fan of those Phantasy Stars.
Streets of Rage 3.
Just because I didn't like the battle system.
Oh, all the Sega games on Steam.
Yeah. Like the old Genesis Phantasy Stars.
I don't understand why they did this.
Because
they got the rights
to other people, not just you.
Oh.
But that's a mistake, I feel like.
Like I have pretty good judgment.
Nope.
Just cater to me.
They don't even.
Fine.
They didn't even add online co-op. They just ripped the game and put it straight on Steam.
Yeah.
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 Damn.
I like looking at their coming soon section to see if anything fun's coming out. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 is coming out.
Let's stay away from the episodes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Game of Thrones is coming out same day as Diablo, which I pre-purchased my Diablo today. BT.
I'm not Abla.
Not able Abla to play Diablo.
What is this Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City I hear so much about?
I'm hearing horrible things about it. What are you?
Are
doing?
You? There's I'm hearing outbreak. That's actually pretty
There's
fun.
There's an outbreak of zombie raccoons in the city.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
So the thing is, I keep hearing mixed things, but the one thing I keep hearing is it's not a game you play by yourself. Like, it's not fun at all unless you have someone.
So what you're telling me is that the guy that has no friends that's listening to us right now, who just bought that Afterburner, he shouldn't buy this game.
Some guy out there right now is listening going... He's talking about me.
But who's he going to tell?
His mom.
Right now he's like, oh, and we're laughing.
Why am I laughing at that? Sniper Ghost Warrior 2 is coming out, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It actually, I will say, graphically, looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, so the first one, but...
Yeah, yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Looks good.
What's weird, because Elite Sniper just came out this month, and this is coming out next month.
It's one of those deals like how Call of Duty has Infinity War and...
Yeah, because it is a different company.
It's just that same shit.
Weird.
It's so stupid.
I don't care for it.
I mean, but it cares for you.
If they fix the fucking broken-ass stealth, then
I'd be alright. I don't know. I guess I can't say anything because this is a different company. Elite Sniper is cool.
Did you buy that?
Yeah.
Have you played it since you bought it?
Yeah. I've been playing it on and off. I'm trying to do that whole balancing act because I'm trying to put more time into Star Wars right now, too. And, you know, I still got my Minecraft stuff I want to do and been doing Team LPs. Well, trying to. Failing.
Hey.
Well, apparently we got them and you got, what? Like,
yeah, I got a few that I gotta edit. But the thing is that I'm not 100% on them. Like, usually when we come out of TMLPs, I'm like, alright, awesome, you know? We got a lot of good stuff. But these last few, I'm just kind of like, well, I'm on the fence about them is all. I'll edit them, or I'll try to, and then I'll, you know, look back and be like, is this worth it?
Is this worth it?
Is this worth it?
It was worth it. The game is gonna knock it out of the park.
Yeah, we need another fun, like, fun.
Like a fun game, perhaps?
Fun game.
Well, I'm trying to think of another word to go after fun.
Like Left 4 Dead was for a long time?
Hey, it still is.
I love Left 4 Dead. I'm down right now.
That's the thing, is that I really do like playing Left 4 Dead. But people are kind of tired of it, I guess.
Well, everybody should wake the fuck up and stop being tired. It's a fun game.
I wish Rockstar Social Club would get off their, you know, I shouldn't say that, because maybe they have fixed it.
Probably not.
I'm gonna try to do it
for a year.
I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna open it up.
You won't even
fix what?
Don't do it.
Grand Theft Auto 4. Their social club network, the thing you have to sign into before you can play online, it was broken as shit. Like, you log in with the right stuff, and then it's like, no, you didn't log in.
No, wrong password.
Yeah, wrong password, you know, and then like,
didn't
okay,
do it
I'll
right.
reset my password then. And then you do that, because you can log into the website just fine, like perfectly every single time. So you know you got your stuff right, and then you go to Social Club, and you're sitting there for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And then like you get in once, and you're like, yes! And then you change one thing, and it's like, requires a restart. You're like, okay, you're fine.
No,
and then you do it, you're like,
no!
You're locked out.
Like, hey, who are you? I was just in. You just let me through.
What? No. We're full. We're at capacity
right now.
Wow.
Sir, step out of line.
Sir, a moment.
Doing a bunch of activating crap.
He's not kidding me.
I didn't even try to validate your account.
Honestly, I didn't even bother.
No, like it would be like, all right, and then you hit login, and you know how some people, some apps, when you try to log in, it's like, okay, and validating.
Oh, shit!
Like, yeah,
it worked!
For a second.
It worked!
It?
Yeah!
What? Oh my god.
I don't believe you.
I'm playing right now, and I'm sorry, guys, because you're going to start hearing the Grand Theft Auto theme pretty soon. Because I can't back out of this.
That's a good outro.
Yeah, we'll just end on this. Let's play some Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
so this may mean that there may be another Grand Theft Auto Team LP coming up, if everybody else can log in fine. This is all speculation right now.
I don't have Grand Theft Auto.
Edo. Okay, there we go. Someone else try. Terry, go for it. Alex, you have still that install?
Yeah, I got it.
Can't go for it right now.
Oh, okay. Alex, you try.
All right, give me 1 second.
Try right now. Shh. Shh, quiet.
Just make a baby.
Oh, shit. Portal 2's on sale right now.
What?
Portal 2's on sale for $6.89.
That's crazy.
I'm damn.
Wow.
No, $6.80. Sorry.
$6.89.
You're off by nine. God,
two. You can get a
think you are.
You get a two-pack.
I was
pack.
Going to stay, but drinks were like $6.50.
You get a two-pack of Portal 2 right now for under $12.
What?
That is a goddamn man. Deal.
Yeah, I'm a little mad I bought it the day it came out.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm pissed.
But whatever, that's it's okay. It's man. Fine. We got a great whatever. Okay, so
we had
you
a good
got...
Time. We had a good time.
Right. Work. Yeah, we did. Even though it was very frustrating for other people to watch us play.
Yeah, we only put out like what three episodes of that.
Let's yeah, because everybody was just like, I can't watch you guys. I'm sorry. Which is true. You can't watch other people play that game after you've beaten it, because then they're just like the stupidest person in the world. But anyways, for all the people who only have one friend and you never got Portal 2 on Steam right now, fucking $11.89 for a two pack.
Oh man, but your friend doesn't have a computer. It sucks for you.
But you don't have friends.
No, you only have one friend. Focus.
I like how even in Steam right here it says buy the Razer Hydra Motion Controller for $140.
Buy it.
I don't want to.
Buy it.
Do it.
It looks you won't. Terrible.
Just buy it.
No. It. It's the only game no. that I know that works with no. it.
It.
It's poor. That's a damn good deal, though.
Mm-hmm. So buy it.
That's a summer camp deal right there.
Portal. I call it Portal.
Don't even talk about summer camp, goddammit.
I'm stoked.
We're not allowed to talk about summer camp
until
summer camp comes.
I'm fucking...
Do not talk about summer camp. I don't have the kind of money for summer camp.
Yes, you do.
Yes, everybody does, Ryan. That's the reason.
Are you ready for that for this year?
Fucking
no.
Everybody
I need to
can
build a
afford
computer.
You better start saving up. Looks like I'm not going to make it to your wedding, Ryan.
Oh, you have to. I'll kill you myself.
Just push back your wedding. It's fine.
For summer camp? Fuck you guys. I'm going to watch you there.
But love it's summer you. Camp.
Ryan, you got to come to camp. You can't you not come
gotta.
To camp.
It's 2 days. It's 2 days. You can download the Steam app on your phone and like buy shit.
I know, I did that. I've bought things. I've bought gifts for people on my phone when I'm not even home.
Yeah, I accepted your gift. Like when you sent me a gift, I did it on my phone.
Yeah, because I think you sent me a text like right after. You're like, "What? What's this?" And I'm like, "We're buying it." And you're like, "Okay."
Yeah. Who sent me that cricket game too?
Me. We gotta play that. Of course, it was me.
That was me.
I forgot about me, that. Me. We need to play that.
Oh, I'm so stoked to play that game too because it's so bad, and I have no idea what I'm doing. And you guys won't either.
It's gonna be sweet.
I'm still waiting for Dead Island.
What? You want to finish it?
I'd like to. Yes.
Oh, you're well, I guess you can now since you won't explode. Well, I'm down. I'll play it with you.
We're
going to call it a wrap here pretty quick?
I think we got another 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes in us.
10
no?
minutes.
Ten, okay, come on, Ryan. 10 minutes.
Well.
Why don't you regale us of a beautiful story of band class in high school, Ryan?
Band class?
Yes. I know you have stories. Start from the beginning.
So at band class, I'd get in probably 10 minutes late in my senior year because I would take attendance. So really, or I wouldn't show up at all because, again, I took attendance. So...
You were always in class.
You got there.
Yeah, and when I did show up, I slept most of the time or played... Mr. Silvera's bullfighting game that he had somehow hacked into the school computer and put on there. Which I'll never understand how he did that, but it was the coolest game ever, and you gotta kill the bull when you were done.
Sounds like my kind
really
of game.
Really had a ball with that one.
I'm done. Oh, and Tyler and I would watch Red vs. Blue all the time, like when it was brand new. I remember we'd wait for the season one for new episodes.
That was a good old days. Yeah.
Right.
When like the internet wasn't like a really big thing
to watch Red vs. Blue all over again.
Yeah, I want to too.
I have
you give me those DVDs.
I have all of them.
Give them to me.
I will let you borrow one.
at a time.
All of
just
them.
Just one.
Choose
which one should I pick?
First, you must pass my test 3.
Oh, no.
They're all guts challenges.
Oh, good.
We just don't put me in a raft, bro. I might drown.
just don't put me in a raft.
You're not allowed to bungee jump either.
No rafting, no jumping.
I'll do anything else.
Everything
that
but.
Stuff looks hard.
Are you kidding? It's all I can.
I can't
do that.
Poor kid.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bane never went on a raft ever again.
Right?
He went. He home told himself at one point, game. "I've got to go on that show.
I'm gonna win."
Turns back and looks at his mom. "I'm gonna win that." No.
Game over, broken child.
Worst mistake he ever made.
I didn't win it, mom.
I saw you on that TV, you little bitch.
Oh my god.
Calls her own son a little bitch. The fuck was wrong with you?
Out there drowning like a little bitch.
The fuck? You do a fine job there. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it.
You gotta grow up. Suck in that chest.
He probably trained for months to be on that show. He trained at everything but swimming and jumping.
He didn't have time for it. Like the show came up and he goes, "Sorry, we can't fit you in August, so we got to bump you up to July." And like, I'm not done training. Like, what's left on the list? He goes, "Rafting and jumping. We're not going to..." Okay, well, that leaves us like 8 other challenges. Okay, I think we're good.
I don't know. I mean, did you see his face in the beginning of that raft one? He was ready. He's like, "I got this."
Game
face. He was terrified. Yeah,
maybe he was just like, "Oh shit, all right, game face time."
I got this, slapping his face. Like, I gotta go.
Face. They pull him out of the raft. It's just covered in shit.
He's like, "I don't want to leave the raft." No, you have to get out. The next kid is, I don't want to leave the raft.
No.
Listen, I am telling you. Go to commercial
break.
You
don't want me out of this raft.
You might forget as well the bike. I'll it. Take this raft.
You saw me out there. Please do not do this to me. It's bad enough.
It's like they see it and then they pan the camera away real quick and now it's like, commercial.
And then we'll be back after that.
Poor kid.
But then there's an audience, so it's just like, they know.
They know.
They know.
And only them. But we gotta put you in the bungee cord now.
Well, I'm gonna need some new shorts. You're going to have to put me in some new shorts then.
Honestly, I have something to say for that, but I'll say it after.
Good.
Yeah, why don't you?
It's one of those things Dwight said I'm not allowed to say on the podcast.
Yeah.
Why is the only person that has a list of things he can't say on the podcast?
I'm the only one.
That's awesome. And I've said some pretty offensive things.
I can't wait till the podcast is over.
I'm giddy now.
So excited.
You remember what happened the last time we did the podcast and the second we ended it? When we were doing it with Jose? Second we ended, why did he explode it?
No.
We're all like, whoa.
No, if it's in my contract, you cannot say these words.
You're contractually obligated to not say it.
I get paid to not say them.
We don't pay you.
Wait, what?
I pay him in games Dexter. On Steam. Like, here's a cricket game that I bought for $1. Now, shut your mouth.
What is this? This is a game called Gettysburg Armored Warfare.
Gettysburg.
Wait, it's what like happened to Grand Theft Auto, Alex? Did you ever try it?
What?
Did you ever try Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, it works.
Look at that! That's two for two.
Well, no, that's one problem solved. The other problem is you and Alex can't play together.
Maybe that solves both, Terry, because it seemed to be a pretty big problem for them to solve that first part.
I know, right? Like Gettysburg Armory War. It's like Civil War, Abraham, but there's like tanks and blimps and assault rifles.
That sounds awesome.
Yay, it's crazy. What the fuck is this? Look at this. This is the Civil War era. Right here.
We need a derp game to play. A game that's just stupid. You can
pick one of the benders. It's called cricket.
No, I'm talking like a game that's actually stupid, not like a game that's trying to be good, but isn't.
Cricket.
Like,
okay.
Charles Barkley. Hey,
Shut up, James.
Charles Barkley.
Get that wild man going.
Wild man.
I don't want to play it anymore.
Wild man, Gunner, and Sweet Pea. Game where you could pick up one of the Mongoose country members in their gym made a basketball bench with all the names on the back there.
Oh, that'd probably be Marky.
I think it was PM. That was somebody. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I know Marky does a lot of like stadiums and stuff.
No, it wasn't like a stadium. It was like an actual like gym. Like you had a b-ball court and you had like something else in there.
Wow, man, destroy you on the court.
So wow. We were all split into teams and shit, and it had basically me and Bum, Sweet Pea, and Gunner.
We need a wild man NPC.
Oh yeah, we do. We need wild man.
Just be going around doing flips over people.
I can have him just go in a really tight circle, so it always looks so he's always spinning. But the NPC mechanic. The head will turn to its next spot before the body does. So if it's really tight, his head will just spin and his body won't be able to catch up.
Oh, creepy.
Wow, fucking wild man and his crazy flips.
Oh, that reminds me that I need you guys' help. Whitey, I know you did Lincoln's Gold as your like dungeon thing. Terry, I know you had your own series of dungeons as well. Mm. We can make those 10 times better now that we have quest NPCs.
Oh, with the yeah.
I was actually kind of thinking on how I'd implement that.
I think instead of having multiple things, I think we should work as a team to set up a series of stuff. So it's like, it's not like, you know, just random things of what do whatever. It's like this series leads into that one, leads into that one, everything like that.
Type you can find Goose
like
Gold.
A story.
You find Goose Gold. Goose Goodies.
Find Goose Goodies.
So we should do something like that, because I think we have the talent. We got the imagination. We can do it. We can make it work.
Or we're just sick and twisted enough.
Yeah, that too. So
we should rebuild the Legends of the Hidden Temple.
We should make the Hidden Temple.
Oh, fucking awesome. You can collect the different pieces of the monkey.
The monkey.
Have some dumbass come in there and go back and go forward.
And then his teammate does the same thing and gets stuck on a rope.
Again, I'm just holding rope. Back.
Why right didn't now. They go right?
Because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. All right, so I think we this is a good podcast, yeah?
I agree.
Everybody feel...
Half of it is usable.
Half of it. Yeah, we got half of it in there. Again, I don't think we're ever going to get away from the visual aspect until we're all in, like, the same room, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's far away. So, on that lovely note, what did we cover today? So, where's the recap? Alex, what's our notes say?
We covered Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Halo.
Halo. Nick Arcade.
Game shows in general.
Mm-hmm.
We got arcade games on Xbox. We got Steam.
Stram.
We got Band Class.
We covered a lot of shit. Let's just put it that way.
I didn't think we were actually going to go through the recap, but I was just going to let you guys do it.
And then we covered a guy named Bryce. With his cheese.
Is it cheese blocks? Bryce. And that's their Mario Party.
Mario Party. Yeah. That's kind of a big point there.
Yeah, we should... that's actually something we should write down. Alex, actually write that down for me, please.
Take that down.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Good.
I'm actually writing it down on my whiteboard here.
It's like,
I was actually writing it down on my whiteboard. So, anyways, thanks everybody for coming and listening to the Team Mongoose podcast. We need something that rhymes at the end. Got the most cast for that ass. Mass Attack Podcast Attack.
Nailed it.
Team Mongoose podcast.
Mind blowing right there.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Pretty good.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Shut up.